special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
Oh, about basketballed out.
Yeah.
I've not watched a weekend of it. I watched more basketball, I think, over the weekend, well, certainly since Thursday, than I have all season college basketball. Let me preface that. I've watched more college basketball since Thursday than I have all season long, I'm sure.
Well, that's pretty easy to do, even if you do watch it. You probably watch one game on an average in a weekend, or you know, one and a half or two, if you actually follow it. But then you've got a bazillion games to watch in one weekend.
So. Yeah, all of a sudden, it just all balls up. And yeah. You know, I think the bracketing thing, though, where people sit down and they have their little office pools or whatever else where they put together their own brackets and things, I think that's the single biggest reason why the NCAA is so closely followed. Because if I wasn't doing that, I wouldn't care about most of these games. I don't care about a lot of these teams. They're not my favorites. Yeah. You know, what do I care?
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't get excited till the end.
Yeah, it definitely draws interest to it, that's for sure.
But it's, you know, between that and the upsets. Mm-hmm. And Lord knows we've had a few upsets this year.
There's a couple of those.
It's not a good year to be a number two seed.
No.
But yeah, it's been an interesting time. And, you know, it's one of the greatest weekends of sports all year long because there are so many games in such a short period of time, you know, from that first Thursday until that, until last night, that first Sunday. Of course, now it's kind of slows down a little bit. The games get a little bit more intense, but you don't see as many major upsets and things, not the interesting storylines like you do that first weekend.
Yeah.
Now the bracketing gets serious, though.
Yeah. It's still going to be interesting, I think. It's obviously been pretty wacky already, but there's still a lot of weird things that could happen.
Yeah, I don't know if there are too many weirder things that can happen, though, than some of the things that have already
happened. Well, yeah, it can't get worse than 2 15s in one day. That was
I just scratched my head. I mean, there are several Norfolks around the country in different states. I had no clue.
Yeah.
People were asking, hey, where's Norfolk State from? I said, well, Norfolk, but I don't know where. I don't know what state. I assume Virginia, but I have no clue.
Yeah.
I never heard of them before. Sometimes you get these schools you've just flat never heard of.
Yeah. Well, first NCAA tournament, I think they made their worth their while.
Gee whiz. I mean, this is unbelievable. Well, anyway, it's great theater for some. It's not so much for the fans of the other team that gets victimized, however. So it's tempered for depending upon who you're cheering for. Hey, Brett's not in with us here this morning, so before we get going here today, we're going to have you listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, we're into that season now. We've already seen some pretty massive weather events around the country. Folks in Indiana and folks down in the southern part of Missouri can certainly attest to some of the powerful storms that you can see during the course of the spring season. Plenty of folks here in Iowa, of course, over history, understand very well what the spring storm and tornado season can bring as far as the type of damage and ferocity that comes along with some of those storms, those funnel-shaped twisters that come barreling through in different places every year, can be up to 50 miles long and a mile wide and can reach winds of up to 300 miles per hour. You don't have to look too far to see some of the damage that can occur and how quickly it can happen. So, with all of that said, how prepared are you? You know, we're getting to the time of the year again where we need to stop and think about it. You know, Severe Weather Preparedness Week doesn't come up for a couple of weeks yet, but on the other hand, it's been so nice so early this spring, and we've already seen several tornado activities going on around the Midwest and the central part of the United States that is really never, it can't be too soon that you sit down and think about what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, we talk about this every year at this time, about severe weather preparedness, preparing for a tornado. How many people actually do sit down and really give it a whole lot of thought about where you're supposed to be, where you should go, what would you do if something happened? Have you talked to the kids especially? What should they do? You know, in some of the different places like schools and hospitals and care facilities, a lot of those places have very detailed plans. You might probably see them on the wall somewhere. You probably see signs in different places telling you where to go in case of different types of emergencies. They do drills and things like that. But in our homes, we tend to take things for granted. We feel safe in our home. We don't think too much about some of those things. But do you know where you need to go? Do you have a proper communication plan put together? Do you have some supplies just in case the worst case things should ever happen? You know, it's pretty hard to sit and imagine what you would do in case of complete devastation. What if we had a storm come through and you and your family huddled down in the basement and ducked for a few minutes, and then when you poked your head up to take a look around, you realized there was nothing above you anymore. Your house was gone. You know, what would you do next? Where do you go? What happens from there? A little planning and preparation ahead of time can help to ease those fears just a little bit. And, you know, and that's just saying that your family's all together huddled in one location. What if your family spread out somewhere? The kids weren't home at that time. They were over at a friend's house or someplace else. Wouldn't it be nice to know that the friend's family also has a plan put in place? There's a real need to stop and think about all those kinds of things. You know, one of the first things you should do is be alert to any kind of changing weather conditions. You know, look for those approaching storms. If you see the danger signs out there, dark, sometimes greenish skies, if you see things like large, dark, low-lying clouds, particularly if you see any rotation there as well. Large hail oftentimes will accompany around front or back of the storms. A loud roar, things like that that might be off in the distance. If you see or hear things like that, be prepared very quickly, because tornadoes strike very quickly, sometimes with little or no warning, and they can sometimes appear almost transparent until it picks up enough dust and debris to give it some sort of a look that you can see. The average tornado moves from southwest to northeast, but tornadoes have been known to move in just about any direction. The average forward speed of a tornado is 30 miles per hour, but it can be anything from pretty much standing still to moving up to 70 miles an hour as well. So all of these things can happen very quickly. You know, the peak tornado season for our part of the year, our part of the country, is right now, March through May into June and into those kind of times are when we expect to see the most tornado activity. But tornadoes have occurred in every state in the United States, and they've occurred in every month in every state in the United States. So you just never know for sure when those things are going to happen. Tornadoes are most likely to occur between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Now, it's not like they walk around with a wristwatch on, but those are the times when the conditions tend to be more proper for the formation of tornadoes. So 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., in that six-hour time frame, are the average time. That's when it's most likely to appear. But, of course, as we all know, tornadoes can happen at any time during the course of the day or night. Now, what do you do during a situation like that? You need to plan beforehand and put a lot of things together. Get that communication plan put together. As we said, what if you're separated? You know, think about the, you know, how do you communicate now with your family? You know, it seems like every child out there has a cell phone. But in the case of a storm like that, it's pretty likely that cell phones won't work. You know, if it knocks down your house, it might knock down the towers as well. And it's, if the towers are gone, well, there's no cell service. Now how do you get in touch with each other? I mean, we're so used to what we're used to. You know, when things like electricity and cell phones and things like that, when those things are all gone, nothing works like that. How do you get in touch with each other? You know, what are you going to do? Do you have a meeting place somewhere where you get together if things are, if everybody's separated in the family? Do you have an emergency kit put together? You know, all these kinds of things. What in the world do you do? You know, I don't think a lot of folks really give a whole lot of thought to those types of things. But then during the course of a tornado, do you know where to go? Do you know where you should be? You know, you want to go to a, if you're in some sort of a structure, whether it be a just a small building or your home or a school or something like that. Usually there are pre-designated shelter areas, safe rooms, you know, basements, storm cellars, things like that. So many folks now have basements in their homes. And that, of course, helps things out a lot. A lot of times, in some cases, you used to see storm shelters and stuff like that. And a lot of the older homes will still have places like that to go to. But, you know, be aware of all the conditions and things out there. You know, where do you go once you get into the room? If you know what room you think you're supposed to be in, what should you do? What part of the room should you go to? And how do you want to position yourself? You know, under a sturdy table would be good. You know, a lot of folks like to ride bikes, motorcycles, things like that. Grab the helmet. That may sound silly, but take it with you. Anything in the world. You want to protect your head. You know, sturdy shoes. You never know what you might be walking through after that's all over. Flip-flops would not be the best mode of transportation if you have to walk after a storm for a lot of different reasons. You know, it used to be we used to talk about relieving the pressure in your home. Run around, open up all the windows. Well, that's not the way to do it anymore. Because you're wasting time. Get yourself to a safe place. Don't worry about a little broken glass here and there. You know, if you're in a trailer or mobile home, obviously you get out, you go to the lowest floor of a sturdy nearby building. There's no place in a mobile home or trailer that's safe, period. End of story. If you're trying to hunker down inside there, you've made the bad decision. That's not a good place to be. So there's really very, even if they're tied down, there are very little protection from tornadoes in trailers or mobile homes. So you want to get to some place that's a little sturdier. If you're outside and there's no shelter around, what if you're traveling on the road someplace? Well, right away you want to get into a vehicle, buckle your seatbelt, try to drive to the closest sturdy shelter if you can. But if your vehicle is hit by anything, then of course you want to pull over and get off the road right away and park. You want to stay in the car with your seatbelt on. Put your head down below the windows and cover your head with your hands and a blanket or a coat or cushion if you have something like that. You'll get noticeably lower. You can safely get noticeably lower than the level of the roadway and leave your car and lie in that area and cover your head with your hands as well. You don't want to get under an overpass or bridge, though. You're actually safer in a low, flat location. And never try to outrun a tornado in an urban or congested area in a car or a truck. Remember we said tornadoes can travel? They tend to travel, you know, around 30 miles per hour, thereabouts. It's pretty hard to outrun that, especially when you're having to zigzag around through any kind of city traffic at all. Even if you're out on the roads somewhere, it's pretty tough. You've seen these storm chasers and some of these guys, and they're a little on the fringe side, too, when it comes to mental capacity. some of these folks, I'm not sure, thinking squarely when they're out there. They're on a rush. But, you know, these are people who have a lot of experience doing this, and they still sometimes get in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't know. There's so many things that go on, and flying debris and stuff, too. That causes the most fatalities and injuries. You know, we seem to have this fantasy picture in our minds of people who die in tornadoes just getting picked up and spun around and tossed someplace. So that's actually not the way most people who are injured or die in tornadoes get injured or die. It's usually because of some of the debris that is flying around that hits folks. And you look around you, it's amazing the amount of debris that's out there from street signs and all kinds of other things that aren't tied down that could be flying around out there too. So have a plan. Put it together and have an idea of what to do. I say, especially if you're separated. Odds are these days, you're probably going to be separated in times from the rest of your family in times of any kind of severe weather, because the amount of time during the course of the day that we spend apart from the other family members, whether it be because the kids are in school or after school, they're maybe off at the YMCA, or they could be off, you know, at a friend's house, you know, doing all kinds of different things. We're out shopping and taking care of other things and stuff, too. You know, you think about the amount of time we spend together, it's usually overnight when we're all sleeping under the same roof. It's about the only time it seems like we spend a lot of time together. So odds are when something like that happens, you may very well be separated from family members. So be aware of those things. And very soon you're also going to hear some drills that are going to be coming up here. In fact, in some cases, yet this week. So be prepared for those kinds of things, too, because they can be very helpful.
Yeah, the National Weather Service Valley, Nebraska office and the Montgomery and Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agencies are doing their Severe Weather Awareness Week here this week. So the 19th through the 23rd, they'll have their annual tornado drill on Wednesday, March the 21st, and that'll begin at 10 a.m. The siren's activated about 10:10, and it'll be valid for 20 minutes there until 10:30. So folks in those areas are encouraged to practice their tornado drill procedures, and that includes the counties here in southwest Iowa of Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. And then the statewide here for the Des Moines Weather Service location will be coming up on April the 2nd through the 6th, and then our tornado drill day that will affect here in Cass County is on Wednesday, April the 4th.
So we'll have those coming up here. You'll hear some activity this week, but others will have to wait a couple of weeks before we get there. But that doesn't mean you have to wait around to make your plans, too. So take a look around you and sit down and talk about that for a couple of minutes. It's not the worst thing in the world to have a little conversation over dinner some night about what might happen in case of an emergency. I want to turn things back over to the folks at Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan call 755-3286.
So go out and sit down and make those plans so you're prepared just in case something we never want to see happens here close to home. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.